Welcome back, everybody, to the Project Management Podcast at pm-podcast.com. Once again, we are coming to you live from the 2016 PMI Global Congress in sunny and quite warm Southern California. We are in San Diego, and I'm sitting here in the Solution Center with Danny Ritter. Hello, Danny.
Hi, Cornelius. How are you?
I am doing very well. And just for all our listeners, you may hear some talking in the background. That is a presentation that's currently going on over there at the Expo Talks. Danny, you are the manager of community engagement for projectmanagement.com. What on earth are you doing here? You're a website.
We are. However, I like to think of the community as being much broader than the website. We think of the website as the home for the online community, but community happens everywhere. It happens at Congress. It happens at chapter meetings. It happens at happy hours. It happens at, you know, community service events. So we like to try and be where the community is to try and make sure that people understand where they can go after they've finished gathering to get more connection, connect with one another, continue the conversation, and find tools, resources, and other things to help them generally get unstuck during their profession.
All right. And what are you doing for the community here during the Congress?
What events
do you have?
Yeah, so we're really excited. This is the second year that we've done this, and we're bringing 10 of our subject matter experts from the community. These are high influencers within the community. They answer a lot of community members' questions. They produce a lot of content, and they're here on behalf of the community to meet with Congress attendees and basically have mini consulting sessions. They represent a broad and diverse area of expertise, and they are basically able to sign, you know, Congress attendees can sign up to meet with somebody in healthcare or somebody in risk and really address a question or a challenge that they may not really want to bring forward in a very large group. But 15 minutes gets them a little bit of time with an expert and a conversation that they can continue after the fact, and a connection with an expert that they can carry forward and bring into their professional network.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. That's, of course, fantastic for everybody who's here right now. But by the time this interview is published, it will all be over and we have to wait for Chicago 2017 until we can do this again. So what we're doing right now is we're bringing the website benefits to our listeners. That's what we want to do. We want
them
to realize that projectmanagement.com is a great resource for their career development as project managers.
Absolutely.
So what is the mission statement of projectmanagement.com?
So our mission statement's pretty simple. We're there to get project managers unstuck. So
unstuck.
When they have that one sticking point, a challenge, they need a template now and they can't find one, they need a question answered by somebody who's been through this before, that's what the community is there to do for them. And that's what project management is there to provide. So it's a place to go. Think of it as your resource, your one-stop destination to get you unstuck when you hit those points in your career.
How do you help them get unstuck? What benefits do you offer?
Well, we offer, again, the online community has discussion forums. It has discussion threads where you can post a question and get it answered by members of the community. We have blogs that are done by members of the community and experts in their field where they're writing on a consistent basis about thematical topics of interest. There are webinars. Again, these are all very experiential based, so it's peer-to-peer. People that are sharing what's happened to them in their careers, project challenges that they've experienced, tips, best practices. There's all kinds of templates that members have submitted over the years that have been vetted by other members of the community.
Oh, wait, hold right there.
Yes.
Templates.
Templates.
So,
yes.
Like project management
charters,
plans,
yes.
Charters, all of that.
Absolutely. Deliverables. You know, again, things that members have submitted over the years that have worked for them and that they want to share back with the community. And these are all part of member benefits and PMI.
Okay. Now, you mentioned two things that we have to jump into right now. Member benefits, member, and then PMI. So let's begin with PMI. What is your relationship with PMI?
Projectmanagement.com, for those of you who are familiar with its past iterations as Gantt Head, perhaps, or projectmanagement.com on its own, has been in existence for almost 10 years. But in 2014, they joined the PMI brand family. And they became PMI's destination for online community and practitioner products and offerings. So it's considered now part of PMI. It's an extension of the PMI brand. And as a PMI member, you have full access to all of the resources that are available on projectmanagement.com.
What if I'm not a PMI member?
If you're not a PMI member, you can still join the community on projectmanagement.com. It's designed to be very inclusive of the global community. There are certain things that are behind the member firewall, if you will, but there's a lot of content that we unlock on a limited basis, and then there's a lot of content that we make available for free all throughout the year. So if you're not a member, you can still join, create a profile, and connect with one another, browse the free content, and build your professional network and ask questions. You can participate freely in the discussion threads. All of that's still part of your benefits is just being a member of the community, whether you're a member of PMI or not.
Okay, so the benefit for PMI members is you can just log on with your PMI membership information and you have access to everything that you offer.
Everything. So
very nice.
That includes right now over 1,300 PDU-bearing webinars.
Oh, let's go right there. Okay, so people who listen to the Project Management Podcast know listening to the podcast qualifies for PDUs, and you offer PDUs as well.
We do.
So I have to hate you for that because you're now taking all my listeners away.
I don't think so. I would highly doubt that. I've watched too many people engage in your podcast to know. I know better. They're not leaving you. But no, we do have quite a few opportunities to earn PDUs. All of the webinars are aligned to the Talent Triangle. They're aligned to the various certifications. And listening or watching those webinars online through projectmanagement.com, if you've signed in using your same credentials that you would use to log into My PMI, whether you've got a credential or a membership, they will tie right back into this continuing certification requirements system and report your PDUs on your behalf.
Right, which is something that I can't do on the podcast, but you can.
Yeah.
Because you measure, are you watching this webinar?
Have you
watched it all the way through? And in my case, you download the podcast to the phone, you listen to it on the phone, and there is no feedback.
Right.
So the listener has to track it and report it themselves.
Right.
Okay, I hate you even more.
They get to download your content that way. Our webinars are not available for download. They have to watch them on the site because it's not our intellectual property. The intellectual property is freely and voluntarily contributed by members of the community. They retain their intellectual property, and we retain a license to use that content in that one particular instance.
All right. So we talked about the templates. We talked about the webinars. Mm-hmm. What else?
White papers.
Okay.
And virtual events. We have 6 of those every year. 2 of them are open to the public for free. 4 of them are member exclusive events for PMI members.
Okay.
But those virtual events are generally about 6 to 8 hours long. They're PDU eligible. And you can consider them to be kind of like virtual instances of Congress.
Yeah.
Some of them are very thematically based, like our upcoming business analysis event, which is open to the public. Some of them are much broader in context. The PM Expo that we offer every April is a more generalized set of offerings, but they go on throughout the year. They're available for 90 days on demand, and they can accommodate tens of thousands of people. So you really are connecting at a very, very high level with quite a few people all over the world. So it's a very interesting platform.
White papers, you mentioned those. Here at the Congress, every speaker publishes a paper as part of their presentation. Are those available through projectmanagement.com?
I believe those are actually available separately through PMI.org.
Okay.
The white papers that we receive are, again, voluntarily contributed by authors, presenters in various states, but most of the Congress papers, I believe, are still on PMI.org.
Okay. The Congress papers, they are peer-reviewed before they are published. Are your papers peer-reviewed?
We have 2 processes for submission of white papers. There's a process that goes through the knowledge shelf, and that is peer-reviewed and peer-edited. The second process goes directly through our editor, Cam McGoey. And those are really actually vetted by the community. Once they're published, there's a rating system.
Ah.
And if they're rated well, they stay with us longer. If they're not rated well, the community will tell us what doesn't do well and what they really feel resonates with them. So it's a little bit of a meritocracy.
Okay. Community. We've heard the word many times now. Tell us a little bit about the community.
Sure.
How big is it? And who's there? What can I learn from the community? How do I participate in the community?
Sure. So for those familiar with PMI and they've seen some iterations of virtual community in the past through PMI, you might be familiar with the communities of practice. In 2015, we migrated all of the community activity and content from the Communities of Practice to projectmanagement.com. And right now, the community is about 750,000 members. Now, that includes non-members of PMI as well as members of PMI. When you first come onto the community, you can browse the content. You can look at what's on the homepage, the editorial calendars. But there are also very specific areas where you can go and create discussions, post questions, you know, look at things that are being talked about by different members. All of the blogs and the articles have comments sections underneath them, so you can see how the community is responding to particular editorial pieces. And then again, there's just ways to connect with one another to build out your professional network. So by looking for those people that can become a part of your trusted network of colleagues to rely upon and go out and, you know, really connect with, ask questions, make sure that they're the people that are part of that trusted network that you go to get unstuck.
Okay. And the idea behind the community is that if somebody has a question where they're stuck,
yes,
come here, go to one of the forums, one of the appropriate forums, post a question, and people will help you.
People will help you, absolutely. And they're really very good about it. Again, the community is very passionate. They really are very good at getting back to one another. The conversations can get extremely robust. We can get some really good debate going. So sometimes it's really fun to watch those discussion threads start to build up some heat and momentum. Because sometimes those debates go in a completely different direction than you expect, but it's always really healthy and collegial and respectful.
Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you also made it fun by adding PM Wars and PM Challenge. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about those.
Okay, so every good community needs a couple games to play. So with ours, those games are really kind of around testing your knowledge. If, as an individual, you want to really demonstrate your awareness of different knowledge areas within the PMBOK guide or practices or methodologies, you can go into PM Challenge and answer questions from a very large repository of item bank questions. You'll get answers if you answer them wrong, but you'll get badges if you answer them right, and you can build up those badges along the way and really kind of go from being a brainiac all the way to being a Da Vinci. So, you know, our badges are kind of fun and funky that way. If you've gotten to that point where you're a Da Vinci and you've satisfied your own knowledge, but you want to go out and test that big dog out there in the community, you can challenge them to a PM war. And basically challenge one another on how quickly you answer the question. Cornelius, I'm not going to challenge you to a PM war. You'll beat me.
I would not.
I barely made brain. So, you know, I'm still working.
All right. So in closing, how do our listeners here get the most out of projectmanagement.com?
I'd really love to encourage people to just come and check us out. So, you know, type in the URL. If you're a PMI member, make sure you're looking for that blue button under the login field, and make sure you're using your My PMI login credentials to make sure you're porting over your individual PMI credentials and your membership. That way we're tying back to the CCRS system. If you're not a PMI member, please just feel free to sign up, register, create a profile, and explore the site.
Connect. And much of it is even available without having to have a member.
It is. There's content that we keep unlocked year-round. There's content that we create to be open to the public. We want this to be inclusive of the entire profession, and we want this to be the place that people go to really find people that will help them advance in their careers and, again, get them unstuck.
Right. And of course, since it's all about sharing, if the listener has something to contribute and something they are allowed to give, then how would they get one of those templates to you?
Oh, fantastic question. We have actually call outs. So as you go through our navigation at the top of the page, every one of those banners has a way to encourage you to contribute content or give back, submit a template, propose a webinar, write an article. Those processes are really easy. You can submit the forms online, and that's all about starting a conversation with somebody on my team. We'll work with you to kind of make sure that we're addressing a really good gap in our knowledge base and making sure that your content is positioned in such a way that it really appeals and resonates with the community based on what we've seen, what we hear, the feedback that we get from the community. But we're always looking for contributors, and I hope anybody out there that really feels like they've been through something, you've got something that somebody else can learn from. So you don't have to be at a particular level in your career to be able to give back. Everybody who's been through at least one project probably has something that they can share back with the community.
Wonderful. Danny, thank you so much.
Thank you, Cornelius. Really happy to be here.